Singer and songwriter Elliott Smith reached millions of listeners around the world when he performed at the 1997 Academy Awards ceremony. He was nominated for an Oscar for one of the songs he wrote for the movie Good Will Hunting. His audience hasn't quite equaled that since, but his star is on the rise. Critics gushed over his last album. He's just released a new one called Figure Eight. Elizabeth Blair reports.
There he was at the 1997 Academy Awards ceremony, sandwiched between performances by Celine Dion and Trisha Yearwood, this pale, waif-like figure singing his song, Miss Misery.
I'll fake it through the day with some help from Johnny Walker Red. Send the poison rain down the drain to put bad thoughts in my head.
It's like you sing a song on TV one time and then you're the movie guy.
Elliott Smith says playing the Oscars was surreal.
I was pretty happy before all that. I was going on tour and making records and it was kind of fun in a way, and it was really kind of weird in a way, but it doesn't mean anything. You know, it's not a particularly musical environment.
Elliott Smith admits he did get something out of it. He went from recording songs on a four-track in his basement to working in a real studio. He still produced much of his new album and played most of the instruments himself. Smith's production touches and melodies call to mind the Beatles for a lot of critics, who also praise his introspective lyrics. Alec Bemis writes for LA Weekly.
There's something so intimate about his music that you really just don't get in pop at this moment. I mean, we're really, a lot of times it feels to me like we're stuck in the 50s again. It's very exploitive, very blood rush music is sort of what is happening now. It sort of grabs you and can sort of get you moving, but it never stops to think. And, you know, Elliott Smith definitely sounds like he stops to think or he stops to feel.
You're just some dude with a stilted attitude that you learned from TV. You'll undo, but I'll be connecting everything. The traffic in my town.
Elliott Smith took piano lessons when he was 10 years old in Texas, taught himself guitar as a teenager after he moved to Portland, Oregon, and has been recording his own songs for about 5 years. Many of them are cynical snapshots from his life. One song on his new record is about fame, in which he writes, "Got a foot in the door, God knows what for." Another is a cold kiss-off to an ex-girlfriend.
I had tender feelings that you made hard. It's your heart, not mine, that's scarred. So when I go home, I'll be happy to go. You're just somebody that I used to know.
Smith says his lyrics are personal, but he likes to keep them a little obscure.
I don't think lyrics are supposed to be like a speech or a confessional or anything. Sort of like little movies, you know, or pieces of little movies. And I usually like them better when there's more room for imagination to operate.
The single from his new record is called Son of Sam, but he says it's not about David Berkowitz.
That lyric is a particularly bizarre one to me. I didn't know if that phrase, well, I'm on tour with someone named Sam for a long time. There's Uncle Sam, but it wasn't, I don't know, I couldn't understand anything specifically about that song, except that it seemed to be about some kind of creativity and destruction. But, you know, people don't listen to lyrics in rock songs.
Something's happening, don't speak too soon.
reviews of Elliott Smith's new album, Figure Eight, have been universally positive, as they were for his last record, something Elliott Smith finds a little unsettling.
There was way more press than I thought would ever happen, which was kind of exciting at first and then got kind of claustrophobic and weird. So now I don't really read it, you know? Just kind of do it and then step out of the way. And then make up the next thing and do that and step out of the way. That's the ideal thing for me. It's kind of hard to step completely out of the way.
It might get even harder now that Elliott Smith has jumped into the belly of the beast. He recently moved to Los Angeles. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Blair.